Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
Hi. Pleasure to meet you. Okay, so can I just test...
Test my ass. Yes. Test.
It's comfortable to have somebody kind of ramming a mic at your face. This is cool.
So my name is Greta. I host a podcast at WBEZ called Nerdette.
I love Nerdette.
Thanks, Amy. So yeah, it's just, you know, we like to talk to awesome badass ladies. We're doing this new project called Power Up that I'm especially excited to talk to you guys about.
Mm-hmm. Power Up.
So,
I love that.
Perfect. Okay, I'm going to read this intro and then we'll get started.
Okay.
From WBEZ Chicago, I'm Greta Johnson, and this is Power Up, a new project from Nerdette Podcast. Hello, nerd. Today, we are talking with two very funny ladies. We have Adie Bryant, who is a cast member on Saturday Night Live, and Amy Schumer, the mind behind Inside Amy Schumer. I got to meet these two ladies. I got to, like, sit in a hotel room and chat with them about how sometimes life can be exhausting, and it was so much fun because they are delightful humans. So before we get to the conversation any further, I want to explain what it is that's going on, because for the next few weeks, we're going to be doing something a little different here on Nerdette. This is a project called Power Up. Here's the deal. Life can be hectic these days between the news and meetings and errands and all the things. Everyone has to manage intense workloads. Even scientists and poets and astronauts and adventurers and really funny comedians. So we're going to be asking fascinating people how they set themselves up for success in what can be an exhausting world. Because it turns out you have just as many hours in the day as Amy Schumer and Adie Bryant. So we thought we'd ask them how they recharge their batteries. I just want to warn all you sensitive listeners out there, there are a couple of adult jokes in here. We're talking with Amy Schumer and Adie Bryant, so that should go without saying. But just in case you're listening with a young one, a few weeks ago, Amy and Adie just happened to be in Chicago. They were on tour for their new movie called I Feel Pretty. So my producer, Justin, and I took a giant boom mic over to a real fancy hotel in downtown Chicago, as you heard a little bit of already.
What?
And this is what happened.
Hey, guys.
Yes, queen. Sorry, I've been holding a cup.
Oh, that's
so cute. Because it was a good intro. Thanks. Hi, guys. Thanks for having us. Power up. Power up.
So, Adie, you were in the middle of a season of SNL, which I can't imagine how insane that schedule is.
Why am I here?
Yeah, we really roped you into this.
And Amy, you're a stand-up comedian. You've done theater stuff. You're just like an overall awesome badass.
I truly had nothing else going on.
But I mean, it did get me thinking, like, in terms of the amount of busyness you guys have going on in your lives. Yeah. Like, how do you call it? Like, how do you know that you are just, like, totally exhausted and worn out and need a minute?
For me, I got violently ill. I was filming a movie with Goldie Hawn in Hawaii a couple summers ago. And this is good for sound, right? The siren is good for sound?
Perfect. Okay.
It sounds like I have an ambulance behind me.
Yeah, it's ideal. I was sick.
I was doing stand up and filming this movie in Hawaii, and I was doing the audio part of my book, like, and it caught up to me, and I got really sick, and so now I have to just keep myself physically well, and that keeps me from doing too much now, but I was doing too much.
What about you, Adie?
I mean, at least for me, and I actually think for Amy too, although my job is to, like, wear wigs and scream, I am kind of an introvert. Like, I'm not exactly comfortable at a party. It does not give me energy. It drains me in a major way. And so even though a big part of my job is, like, being out there and doing shows or whatever, interacting with people, I need time alone, 100%. And that is when I think the best and I feel creative and when I like to just, you know, pet my dog. And
the dog was
going to
come up.
The dog. That's good. No, it seemed like time to mention a dog.
Yeah, I was like, dog. Yeah.
So what about you, Amy? How do you, like, charge your batteries?
Yeah, same. Like, I feel like, yeah, we give so much of ourselves that then, like, I went to a wedding this past weekend, and that's, like, truly my nightmare. Just, I feel like I'm at, like, a meet and greet, and I just, I have a very strangely limited capacity for small talk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even, you know, like, coming in here, one of the people in the studio of the movie is, like, how was yesterday? What'd you do? And I was like, no small talk.
No,
you know,
please don't.
I can't, because you have no energy. And also, I think we get spoiled with hanging out with artists all the time and people who are equally, you know, disturbed as we are, that you get like a shorthand with each other and just are just used to doing bits that you, I need to be like totally quiet, go for a long walk, just smell my dog's head. And I think we're both lucky that we have partners who really support us. But a part of that is like, please don't expect me to open my mouth at all to speak today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine it's intense for both of you too, because you're playing these roles that women, well, that all sorts of people are really connecting with. And so I imagine when you do meet fans, they're super excited to engage with you about that. And while that's super sweet and meaningful for you guys, like even that level of interaction can be really exhausting after a while.
Word up. But honestly, most people I think that are drawn to us are pretty sweet and smart. And so I would say 9 out of 10 interactions are really nice. And it's people who know us probably well enough and have enough perspective to just be like, I love you. Thank you. Keep going. And that's the thing that makes me feel really good. The encouragement. I know you get that too. Just keep going. And because there are days where, you know, you get all this random, you know, vile internet hate or something where you're like, and hearing that encouragement from people on the street means a lot. If somebody comes up and they are like, you know, cause the 10th interaction is like, oh, can we FaceTime my dad? I don't like you, but my dad does. You know, like kind of something hurtful and also many follow-up requests.
Yeah, that's
like,
just,
yeah. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
So, Adi, how do you know when you are, like, juiced up?
When I've got enough to go back out there?
Yeah, totally.
Gosh,
you start dancing to Duran Duran. Is that correct? Just in the apartment, you start just dancing?
I truly just, like, I think I know that I have to go, and so I do.
You just make it happen.
Do you know what I mean? It's like the task at hand kind of fills me with the adrenaline or whatever I need to be like, okay, here I go. I'm getting on a plane, and I'm going to go talk to 100 people. Yeah. Like, you know, whatever it is, I just kind of – and I have my little things that I take with me to go. Sorry, I'm punching your microphone. Just with, I'm so excited about my tiny comforts that I carry with me, which is like, might be as small as like my hand sanitizer or something like a podcast that I like to listen to or whatever, just something for those little downtime moments that I'm like, I'm going to treat myself to hand sanitizer.
People are going to be like, she's crazy, but it is true.
No, that is
I do see her several times a day sanitize her hands or moisturize, and she looks so happy and pleased with herself. And I'm just like, why don't I need these things? When I've sanitized my hands, I've felt like truly nothing.
That's amazing.
This is a tip that I want to give to every person.
Power
if
up.
You are tired and you feel low, washing your hands and then putting on lotion, it really will make you feel like you have started a new day.
Amen. Praise
you
hands.
Believe that too?
Oh, for sure. Totally. I'm like a big hand lotion nerd. Absolutely.
And for me, I would say the same thing, but with cocaine.
Oh, nice. I mean, that's another way to get juiced up.
Just do a line, and you just, I guess it's like my hand sanitizer.
After the break, we're going to talk with Amy and Adi about how their new movie, I Feel Pretty, is pretty much just all about how we should all be way more confident. You're listening to Power Up from Nerdette.
Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max. And listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org. Ow!
I know you don't recognize me.
That's me. You guys, it's me. Renee.
What's happening?
Oh, full spin.
Okay, so I'm also very excited to talk to you guys about I Feel Pretty. I got to see it last week and it was delightful. It was so much fun to watch.
Yay. Okay, good.
So I feel like this is a really interesting movie because in a lot of ways it is similar tropes, right? You have like a woman who kind of hates herself and hits her head really hard and wakes up and all of a sudden thinks she's super hot. I think in general, like often those stories involve an actual physical transformation, right? Like I think about She's All That or whatever, where it's like, oh my God, she took her hair out of the ponytail and put contacts in and she's cute after all. But this, she looks exactly the same, which is so fun just because then you really do end up with a message that it's just all about confidence.
Yeah.
What did you guys think when you came across this project? Like, how exciting was this to make it happen?
I was so into it. And it was funny because it was kind of pitched to me in a way of like, because I'll get offended by some things that could pitch to me. You know, I'm just like,
sure.
So they, my manager, my agents, they're just kind of like, so then we got this script, you know? and they said the premise and I was like, oh my God, I love it. And they described the scene where I would be, you know, revealing to my friends like my new look and that it's me still. Yeah, and it made me laugh so hard. And I think I have felt that way before, you know, like you kind of walk in a room like the first time getting hair and makeup and you're like, that's slow, like makeover shows, the reveal, you know, and everyone's like, yay, like you look the same.
And you're like, you guys, it's still me, I swear.
Yeah, but this message, it's like all the work I've been doing, you know, stand up, whatever, it's like, I just want to humanize people and just be like, we're all disgusting, you know, like, and that it's all about how you feel, you know, and that's exactly what the script was saying. And I thought this might not work at all, you know, like this will either work or it won't. And it's me in front of a mirror going, look at me. And if it does, it might totally not work. So, but I really think it did.
Yeah.
No, it totally worked.
And you said yes because of the money?
Yeah. I'm here for money and thanks.
Well, cool. Paid gigs are really important. No, so that's a good message too.
Honestly, I am here for cash, but I will say that, you know, I felt the same way that Amy did, that like this is a movie that I would have wanted to see when I was 14 or 15. And I think it's a radical message that I found later when I was like in college and that kind of thing. But I wish so deeply that I would have crossed my path with the idea that like, oh, yeah, confidence mostly comes from your brain, not from the width of your thigh. And that like that's where you're going to do the work. And that's what the movie is about. And to me, that's like a great message to put out there.
Do you guys think the movie kind of helped reinforce those ideas for yourselves too? I mean, because it's easy enough to say like, yes, I wish I had seen it when I was 14. Totally. Like that would have been amazing. I feel like that's also a lesson that we continue to learn well into like our entire adult lives also, right? Just like the way this world works that we exist in.
You know,
constant process. Yeah. Just when you're like, I got this, then, you know, the next day. And also, we get our periods every month, and I've never met a woman who's like, I'm at my best physically and mentally when I'm bleeding.
I met a lady last week who said that to me. It was insane.
Whoa. Where did you meet Aidy's mom?
Like, she was like, how dare you?
Your mom gets her period.
She was like, my intuition is on fire.
Wow. I was like, okay, that's awesome. I have heard that where people are like, you see the truth, but that is not true for me.
Yeah, no, my truth is lying around forever.
I am fully chemically imbalanced when I have my period. But
do you guys have like any like something you tell yourselves when you're feeling especially just like horrible about yourselves to kind of be like, you know what, we're all humans?
I'm big into the, I like literally will say to myself out loud in the mirror, like, you got this, bitch, you know, like, you're doing the best you can, bitch. Or a quote I heard was, that I love is love yourself like your own mother, like you're your own mother, you know, like be gentle to yourself and also realize that this, how you feel right now, isn't forever.
Yeah.
This is a feeling that will be replaced with another feeling. But yeah, it's a constant process.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about forgive yourself. That's been mine lately. It's just like, just don't even.
But even that is like, you know, it's a little bit negative. It's like,
yeah, that's
what
true.
Do you,
that's
what are
true.
We looking for forgiveness for? For being born? Like, did you ask? Like, I want ovaries and I want to bleed and I want these genes. Yeah, it's like, no, this is good and I'm grateful and my legs.
What about you, Adi?
I feel like, I go a little bit to what we were talking about earlier, where I'm like, okay, where does my value come from? Like, if I'm feeling low, like, what about me is valuable? And it's always like, oh, my writing, my mind, my comedy, my timing,
my friend,
like, who I am as a friend and to my family and to my partner. And it's never like, oh, the width of my arm.
My
and, like, the shape of my butt. Or, like, you know, it's always, like, the things
who you actually
that I'm
are.
So much more proud of, like, my accomplishments and the things that I can do with my brain.
But people like to keep women feeling bad and afraid because nobody likes a confident woman.
Right.
Like, that's very scary to people, a woman who actually likes herself. And, you know, I think, you know, this movie's what we can do right now. This is the message we're saying. But we definitely think about, like, what we've gone through and that it's, like, if I were a person of color and I saw this premise, I'd be like, oh, is it hard for you? You know? Like, oh, you don't feel included in Hollywood or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that's really fair. And this movie is not a movie that will move the needle much on that topic. But
it does move the needle a little, and I super appreciate that you guys made it, because I think
that's
awesome. Amy, Adi, thank you so much for talking.
Thanks for having us. Power up, bitch.
Power up, bitch.
Power
up. You know, I had not thought of that phrase until Amy and Adi yelled it into a microphone a bunch of times, but it makes me so happy.
Power up, bitch.
Power up.
You can see Adi and Amy in I Feel Pretty, which is in theaters now. We have also been wondering how you, Nerdette listeners, power up. We want you to tell us. Some of you already have, and it is delightful.
Hey, Greta and Trisha. Amanda from Chicago, but I live in Scotland.
The most important thing for me is sleep.
I'm really nerdy into yoga and Pilates at the moment. It's kind of what's getting me through life.
The second thing is laughter. Whether that's, like, with a friend, at dinner, or just my own cat being silly.
When it comes to the A game, I think everyone can relate that when you need to be at your tip-top, you tend to have the negative Nancy in your head. So keeping her in check.
Hi, Nerdette. This is Jen in Houston, and I power up by taking a sweaty Baptiste yoga class and reading historical mystery novels. Not at the same time.
Sleep, yoga, and books. I am with each and every one of you. Also, shout out to my cousin Sonia, who's in there. And also, I just want to say how much I love that Chicago accent on the word Pilates, because it's just so perfect. I hope the people of Scotland also appreciate it very much. We want to hear how you power up. It's super fun to hear from each and every one of you. You can record yourself on your little smarty phone and email the audio file to nerdappodcast@gmail.com. Do it! This show is produced by myself, Greta Johnson, along with Justin Bull, and our coach is Trisha Bobita. If you are wondering about Trisha, she herself is out recharging her batteries right now. How is she powering up, you ask?
I am recharging my batteries by learning how to box. I'm going to be a boxer now. This is my new thing. I have a boxing ring in my new apartment building. I'm going to be boxing all the time, so watch out.
That is some aggressive recharging. I like it a lot. We'll hear from Trisha again next week. Our executive producer is Brendan Banaszak. Our intern is Stefania Gomez. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on NPR One, or you can listen in the WBEZ app. It is also super helpful if you leave us some stars on Apple Podcasts. Thanks to Betsy Betts for the review. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. We are at Nerdette Podcast. If you have any boxing tips for Trisha, send those our way. too. And speaking of Instagram, we write teeny tiny book reviews on there, so follow us on Instagram if you need some hot reading tips. Also, we have a newsletter. It's got some pretty fun links, lots of recipes usually, also things involving books and yoga and beer, so that's cool. You can find that at wbez.org/nerdette. Our theme music is by Poddington Bear. Power up!
I will fight you. I'm going to, I don't even know.
Nerdette is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. Join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic HBO original limited series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to the Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.